News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Insurance Ireland launching their pre-budget submission today. They want the government to increase the cap on tax relief for private health insurance from €1,000 to €1,500. Moya Murdoch, Chief Executive of Insurance Ireland, is with us. Morning, Moya.
Good morning, Jonathan.
We're moving to public-only contracts. You can't get private health cover in public hospitals anymore. This is only going to benefit private hospitals if we do this, won't it?
No, this is really an affordability issue, especially for lower-income workers who are currently above the medical card threshold, but they're exposed to premium increases in private health. And private health insurance really plays a vital role within the whole ecosystem of the healthcare system. There's capacity issues there that if they are not going through the private health service, they would be adding pressure points to the existing public sector health providers. So there is a real need to review this.
I'm not arguing about the merit of it. I think you're right. If people need private health insurance, then this would benefit them. But the government and Minister Carol McNeill and the direction of travel for her is we are creating a sláinte care system where everybody will have equal access to the system, which means she's unlikely to go for this because she thinks the other system is going to eventually catch up.
And we fully support the whole sláinte care system, but we recognise there is a need for private health insurance and private health care. And many, many people depend on that. And I think really these two systems work very much complementary to each other. There is a role for private hospitals, for private healthcare. We fully support the minister's approach to the maternity cover there. And this is something that really will help all users of the health system in one way or the other.
Okay, well, she's also phasing out the idea of having private care for maternity, but that's a different conversation. One of the other things you're asking for is a voluntary, simple personal investment account to increase long-term consumer saving. What's different to what Simon Harris has been trying to do?
Well, what we're really advocating for is to use existing infrastructure there that is already provided by the life insurance sector. They're already providing private pensions and other investment opportunities, and they can do a private personal investment account very quickly and at low cost, and they provide the advice and the guidance and the guide rails that this cohort of saver would be very much in need of. This is not geared towards the higher income earners or people that are well used to investing. We're trying to target the nervous saver who has hard-earned savings in the bank, nervous about putting them into an investment account because they don't know much about stocks, shares, bonds. And what we're advocating is to leverage the infrastructure already in place with the life insurers. And that can be done very quickly. It can be done very tax efficiently for the savers themselves, and also at no little or no risk to those savers. And I think really the insurance sector is often seen as a grudge purchase, that people do not always recognise the value that they bring in terms of the pensions and the private pension sector. And I think we're very well placed to do that for consumers and do it very quickly and promote the idea of a personal investment account.
And Moya Murdoch, Chief Executive of Insurance Ireland, thank you very much for Six Cameras.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.